sections of Srimad Bhagavatam is the story of Uddhava being sent by Lord Sri Krishna from Mathura to Vrindavan with a letter that he had written. When Krishna left on Akrura's chariot from Nandagaon, there was immense emotion of the Brijabasis. The gopis were literally laying their bodies in front of the wheels of the chariot. They would rather die than live without Krishna. But Krishna promised them that he would soon return. It was that promise that gave them hope and reason to live. It was that promise that sustained their lives. Krishna knew the condition of the residents of Vrindavan. Nanda Maharaj and some of Cowherd men went to Mathura with Krishna. Actually, not exactly with him, but they also went. After Krishna killed Kamsa, he told Nanda Maharaj that Vasudeva and Devaki, they have been in separation from me for over 10 long years. Let me pacify their hearts and spend time with them. So Krishna Balaram remained, and they sent Nanda Maharaj and Vrijabasis back. When Nanda Maharaj returned to Sri Braj without Krishna Balaram, it was a great blow to their hearts. But Nanda Maharaj told them that Krishna has promised he will return. We heard from Dinabandhu Prabhu about the symptoms of the ecstasy of separation of the residents of Vrindavan while Krishna was away. Practically nothing even moved. There was practically not even a sound except weeping and crying. Sri Radharani, she would shed a puddle of tears, and then due to the fever of separation, it would immediately evaporate. Even the trees, even Govardhan Hill, shrinking in separation. So Krishna sent Uddhava with a letter. And just to give authority to that letter, he sent him on his own chariot, Krishna's chariot, and gave him some of his own clothes to wear so that the people would take his message seriously. In that letter, essentially, Krishna expressed that I'm always with you in your hearts. You should always remember me. I am always remembering you. When Uddhava saw the condition of these simple cowherd men and ladies, boys and girls, and the nature of the intensity of their love for Krishna, he understood that Vrindavan is the highest realm of love. Beyond Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, where all the various avatars that come to this world reside. Narasimha, Varaha, Matsya, Kurma, Ramchandra, Vamanadev, Narayan. They all have their Vaikuntha planets in their original forms. Beyond that is Goloka, where there are three sections, Dwarka, Mathura, and Vrindavan. Now, Uddhava was at that time a resident of Mathura, which is in the highest realms of love in that sense. But when he saw, what is Vrindavan? What is the spontaneity, the purity, and the completeness of everyone's love for Krishna? He felt insignificant. Although he was with Krishna, in Mathura he was Krishna's closest friend and associate. He would eat with Krishna, lay down with Krishna, joke with Krishna, make many plans for with Krishna. But when he saw these devotees, the Brijbasis, he felt that his heart was so very, very far from Krishna. The purity of the love of the Brijbasis, supreme, although so simple. They do not even know that Krishna is God. They cannot recognize him as God. They see him as their friend, their child, or their lover. Uddhava came here to perform tapasya, to pray that he could become a small creeper, even a blade of grass in Brajbhumi, so that he could always be in the dust of the feet of the Brijbasis. He considered that to be his ultimate aspiration in life. This very holy place of Uddhava Kund represents the supreme aspiration of all those who are on the path of Braj Bhakti. It represents the supremacy of this simple land of Vrindavan. Swarup Damodar Goswami explained, where the soil is Chintamani, where the trees are Kalpavriksha, where every particle of existence cherishes the highest love for Radha and Krishna. That is Vrindavan. Gopis cared nothing even for Lord Narayan, although they knew he was supreme, because of the depth of their innocent and pure love for Krishna. When Yasoda Mai saw universal form in Krishna's mouth, her motherly affection would not allow her to believe that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She thought, that my child has some disease, therefore there's some strange things in his mouth. And Nanda Maharaj, even though Garga Muni told him, your son is as good as Narayan, and he saw how Krishna killed even the greatest demons that Kamsa was sending, and even how he lifted this Govardhan hill for 7 days with his left hand, still Nanda Maharaj was thinking that Krishna cannot control his senses. Krishna's helpless. He's always stealing butter. He's always naughty. If I do not teach him properly, how will he ever learn? Nanda Maharaj became Jagannath Mishra in Mahaprabhu Leela. Once he punished Lord Chaitanya, chastised him. And a celestial Brahman appeared to Jagannath Mishra in a dream and said, how could you chastise? He's the supreme personality of Godhead. Jagannath Mishra said in the dream, said, I don't know who he is. All I know is he's my son, and if I do not teach him, how will he ever learn? That was the mood of Nanda Maharaj. Love was so pure and so deep that Krishna was relishing such intense happiness in that love that by his yogamaya potency he would not allow the Vrijavasis to realize his supreme position, although they were again and again seeing it with their own eyes. Uddhava wanted that. That wholehearted surrender of the heart in spontaneous love. And there's only one place you can get that. In the pastimes of Vrindavan. So Uddhava is eternally residing just close by as a little creeper, Gulamalata. Just waiting for the dust of the gopas and the gopis to traverse his head. Srila Prabhupada, he brought that Vrindavan aspiration, that Vrindavan spirit to all of us. Yes, Vrindavan is the place we are standing. And it is such a blessed opportunity to come here on pilgrimage. But Narottam Das Thakur has prayed, Vishayachadiya sade sudaha bimana Kabiha Maheribo Sri Vrindavan. He's longing. When will that day when I become? When will that day come when I will be free from sense gratification? Only then will I see Vrindavan. As long as we have this selfish desire to enjoy, we cannot understand truly what is Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada taught us what all of our acharyas taught us, that wherever we may be, Mahaprabhu's associates, some of them were living in East Bengal, some of them were living in West Bengal. Why didn't they all come to live in Vrindavan? Some were living in South India. Because wherever they were remembering the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, how to love Radha and Krishna, through the path of devotional service, following in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan. Wherever we are, with great humility and dedication, following these principles and chanting the holy names, then our heart is in Vrindavan. Prabhupada's body was traveling around the world, but his heart was always in Vrindavan. And he wanted to install the deity of Vrindavan, the living Vrindavan, within each and every one of our hearts. And he has given us the mantra by which we can do that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare.
Uddhava was crying out for that realization much stronger than you have. Let us, in honor of Uddhava's sincere, intense longing, let us chant the holy name. Louder, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The price for pure devotional service is the intense greed to have it. Not for our pleasure, but Krishna's pleasure. In this spirit, we should chant the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We will now continue our parikrama.